Welcome to the Smart Brand Marketing Podcast with your host, Tom the Digital Architect Liebel. Are you tired of spending money on marketing efforts that produce little or no results? Unable to decide whether internet marketing is right for your business? Want to take your brand to the next level but are unsure of what steps to take next? Hey, you're not alone. Join thousands of others in their pursuit of growing a profitable business and learning actionable strategies on how they can outperform brands that are older, bigger, and stronger.
And we're back. Today, I have with me Brandon Tully, the founder of WP Speedfix. And you've been on this podcast before, my friend.
Mm-hmm. I have. How's it going, man?
Going good, man. Well, so as we talked before, one of the main things that I always do, and I think you do this too, when anyone signs up for our SEO service is the speed fix. And Google does notice it. You know, it makes a huge difference. And yeah, you know, I gotta admit, a lot of the steps that we do, you actually told me. Like my some of my workers, it took them a while, you know, to decipher a lot of it because you just, you know, gave me all these steps. But yeah, we definitely use a lot of that stuff. So I just said, like, you know what? Let's bring you on. You have this service that sells by itself, and maybe you can kind of walk people through what they can do by themselves, and then just what you do when it comes to this process.
Yeah, sure. So as you know, the service is called WP Speedfix. We fix your WordPress speed or you get your money back, basically. Yeah, so we kind of fell into this. So we do, you know, we have an agency. We sell SEO services, AdWords services to small businesses in Australia primarily. And yeah, I mean, we get all sorts of clients and all sorts of different hosting. And we, you know, it's kind of the obvious thing. You get to a slow website and you pretty quickly lose patience if pages are slow to load and click away. So we started doing this for clients, just speeding up their sites. And then we just got over the course of a few years, got deeper and deeper into it and started offering it as a standalone service. And it's really taken off. And speed, like the, you know, people talk about Google takes into account speed. So, you know, faster websites rank higher in Google. But really, like, that's one part of it. But I think that's the smaller component of it. It's really customers, right? Like, it's, you know, who cares what Google thinks? If customers think the site is slow, then it's slow. They're not going to like it. And, you know, you're not going to convert as well, sell as much. You're going to have, you know, not as many people checking out of the cart and opting in or doing whatever you want them to do on the website. So, yeah, speed is usually important. So, you know, what we've found is, so it's now a standalone service. We used to just offer it as part of our kind of SEO and AdWords services. So what we've, and I think, because, well, part of the problem is that the market in general has been trained to think that, you know, they can get away with $3 a month hosting, which is not really the case. So, if you want, we can, what do you think? We can run through, you know, a basic speed checklist, maybe?
Yeah, I think that would be a good start. But before we get into it, maybe you could tell me from your experience, what is the main thing that you see clients doing wrong or it's holding them back? So, for example, is it the plugins? Is it the hosting, images? Like, what's the main thing so that someone could maybe get a quick takeaway and tell their developer right now, like, okay, look at this right now?
Hosting for sure. So, I mean, if you're paying a few bucks a month for hosting, if your hosting costs less than a cup of coffee or the same price as a cup of coffee, you're probably not paying enough for the hosting and the quality isn't good enough. And speed aside, like, let's just put speed aside for a second. Cheap hosting is unreliable. So it might perform from a speed perspective. It might be okay. Like, it might be passable and you not, might not notice it's slow. But that website could be down for hours each day. So it's, hosting is the number one thing. You know, a quality host will, you know, you'll hit 50 to 80% of the total speed picture just with good quality hosting. And, you know, the host that we generally would recommend would be WP Engine, WPX hosting, Cloudways, or if you really want cheap hosting, SiteGround would be the cheapest you want to go. SiteGround's probably the best of all the cheap hosts. And I think it's still only $8 or $9 a month. It's like something dirt cheap like that, but it's a step, it's quite a bit of a step above, you know, something like Bluehost or HostGator or even GoDaddy. GoDaddy is very common, you know, that we see. And the thing is, when you're on one of these hosts and your site is slow, then they'll upsell you to the next plan. But that doesn't help either, because it's like buying the premium option at the $2 store. You're still in the $2 store. So, yeah, if you don't do anything at all, the number one thing you can do is just upgrade your hosting. And it's, you know, if you're paying $5 a month, all you need to do is, you know, up that to, you know, an extra $10, $20 a month, and you're set, and, you know, you solve most of the problem.
Very cool. Yeah, so let's go through the different steps that you kind of look through when you're looking at the website.
Okay, so let's talk about, so there's a lot of common misconceptions about speed. So one of them is people use Google PageSpeed Insights for speed testing. So we never use Google PageSpeed Insights. We use the Pingdom speed tester. So the Pingdom speed tester is available at tools, so TOOLS.pingdom, PINGDOM.com. So what we're really looking for in Pingdom is, ideally in a perfect world, a load time under 1 second. So under 1 second is where it's like that magical mark where the web page, the load speed feels instant. So once you're under that 1 second mark, things feel instant. Google PageSpeed Insights is really old, and it misses a whole bunch of stuff that is speed related in today's internet world. And it has a whole bunch of recommendations that don't actually do anything in relation to speed. And some of the recommendations are actually bad, and they'll set you backwards. So we use Pingdom for our speed testing. So typically we do a before speed test to get kind of a benchmark of where sites are at. And most clients we work with, they're like, their load speed is okay. There might be like 4 or 5 second load time. So it's okay. It's nothing great. We do have clients where the load time might be 10 or 15 seconds. So first step would be to run the site through Pingdom and see where it's at. In terms of the website hosting quality, we use a tool called Uptime Robot. So Uptime Robot is an uptime monitoring tool. So it hits the website. It has a free version, so it'll ping the website every 5 minutes. We use the paid version, so it pings the website every minute. So that will tell you, it will give you insight into the quality of the hosting. So if you have the paid plan and it's hitting the website every minute, typically on something like GoDaddy or Bluehost or HostGator, you'll probably see an hour or two of downtime at least a few days a week. So, you know, over the course of a week, that could be half a day of downtime or even a full day of downtime when you add it up, which is huge. So if you, you know, you add that up over the course of the year, that's 52 days a year it's down, which is massive. So, you know, everyone's so focused on SEO and ranking higher and AdWords that, you know, if you neglect these small little things, if your website's down for, you know, like a fifth of the year or a quarter of the year, that's a major gap in your overall online marketing strategy. So those are the two kind of tools we'd set out to test with. It needs to be on good hosting to start with. And then from there, there's a fairly simple DIY checklist that, you know, will get kind of 90% of this stuff. So from there, the next step would be to convert it to HTTPS. So run the site in secure mode, so SSL. And that's not necessarily for encryption or Google rankings. That is to give us support for the HTTP2 protocol. So that's a newer web server protocol, which basically delivers the website faster to the user. So the old version is version 1.1. So with the old, in a nutshell, the old version, everything that was downloaded or every asset that was downloaded from the web page needed a new server connection. So if there was 100 files or images and CSS files and JavaScript files or whatever, the web browser would need to make 100 connections to the server. With the new HTTP2 protocol, it makes one connection. So we've basically everything comes down at one single server connection. So you need two things there. You need HTTP2 support on your server, and most good hosts will have that already. And then the site needs to be running in SSL mode or HTTPS mode in order to support that protocol, because most modern web browsers won't allow you to use that protocol unless you're in secure mode. And that's part of the push for the whole web to be encrypted. So it's separate to the protocol itself, but most, like Chrome and Firefox and most of the popular browsers, won't use that protocol without SSL. So we make that switch. That's a really easy win. It makes a big difference and also allows the web server to handle more traffic at once. So that's an easy one. And then from there, we use a service called Cloudflare. So we set up Cloudflare for all our clients. So Cloudflare is a content delivery network. It is a website acceleration service, and it is also DNS hosting. So it is the fastest DNS host in the world. So DNS hosting basically converts your www.domain.com or whatever your web address is into IP addresses. So the internet runs on IP addresses. So that's what the DNS hosting layer does. And DNS hosting on a cheap host can be really slow. So it might take a second for that DNS hosting to respond. Whereas with a host like Cloudflare, it might take 50 milliseconds, so or even less. So it makes a huge difference. And a lot of people don't know anything about DNS hosting, and people switch hosting and suddenly, you know, the website performs better and then it's more reliable and all these things, and they attribute it to the web hosting, and it's actually the DNS hosting, and usually it's bundled with the web host, so people don't really differentiate there. But bottom line is we use Cloudflare. It does a whole bunch of stuff and it speeds up the website worldwide. So in particular for websites that are serving international visitors, so visitors outside the country where it's hosted, that can make a huge difference. And the best thing about it is the free plan is probably all that most people need. So basically getting a massive speed win there for free. So it's kind of a no-brainer. So that one's nice and simple. Any questions so far? I'm kind of like dumping this technical
info. It's good. I'm following it so far. I'm waiting until you get to the plugins, which always stumps most people. Like, so what do I use? What do I get out of? Like, what's happening?
Well, let's talk about plugins then. So plugins, let's talk about some simple things. So every plugin you have installed in WordPress is basically consuming CPU power or server power. So the less plugins you have, the better. So at the first step, any plugin you're not using, just get rid of it, disable it or delete it. So that's simple. That would be the first pass. The second pass would be any plugin you're using to do something lazily. So any plugin you use, a common one is plugins that add tracking code to the website or Facebook pixels or Google Analytics. If you can directly insert that code into the website, or that tracking code directly into the website code, that'll allow you to get rid of the plugin. So quite often you can get rid of two or three plugins by inserting the code directly. So that's another easy win there. And then what we found is any plugin, like quite commonly, like social sharing plugins, like a lot of free plugins that seem too good to be true, or very obscure free plugins that are not very popular, they come with a bunch of bundle code that does nasty things on your website. So quite commonly we find free social sharing plugins, like the Add This social sharing plugin, inserts a whole bunch of tracking code on your website, and they're basically cooking your traffic and selling that traffic. So in some cases, there could be 10 or 20 tracking codes inserted, which really slows things down. It's probably too much to go into the technical details here, but I'd probably just make sure that you've got no shady looking plugins or anything that kind of seems too good to be true. And we aim to get rid of those. So that's it. I mean, the plugin stuff is really simple. Just basically clean them up. Probably the next biggest one, talking about plugins, is have a caching plugin installed. So WordPress, if you don't have a caching plugin, every time someone hits the page on your website, the server has to go and build that page. So it has to do all the processing for the page, look up the database and everything else, which is really slow. So that whole process can take a long time. It can take seconds. And then if you have lots of visitors on the site at once, then the server has to do a lot of crunching and processing. So what a caching plugin does, it pre-builds the pages so they're ready to go as soon as someone hits the website. So there's two caching plugins we use. So W3 Total Cache is probably the fastest caching plugin, but it's super technical to use. So unless you really know what you're doing from a technical perspective, you're probably better using a plugin called WP Rocket. So WP Rocket is it's still fast, but it's slightly less fast. But it's much more simple. It's like it's very DIY. It is a paid plugin, but I don't think it's expensive. I think it's like less than $50. So, and if speed is important to you, then you know, then it's not really a big deal, especially like in the total marketing picture. So I'd have a look at that. So I think it's just wprocket.com, or just Google it and you'll find it. And some hosts have caching built in, like for example, WP Engine has caching built into the host. So I'd probably check that before installing any hosting plugins, caching plugins. What else? There's a couple of other big easy wins. compressing images. So a lot of people, load up images that are huge file size or they have extra bloat in them. So compressing the images is a really easy way to reduce the size of the website. And there's a lot of different image compression plugins. We use WP Smooshit. It's probably not the best one in terms of performance. It's okay. They're all within kind of 5% of each other in terms of how well they compress images. But the thing we like about WP Smooshit is it has a free version, which is great. And then it's really easy to compress the images in bulk. So we just hit a button and it just sits there processing away and compressing the images. So that's why we like it. But there's a half a dozen other ones. They're all much the same. Probably one thing to be careful about with compression plugins, and this is one reason why we don't like Google PageSpeed Insights and we hate focusing on PageSpeed score. There's two types of image compression. There's lossy image compression, which means that the file size is smaller, but the quality is also less. And then there's lossless compression. So the file size is smaller. It's not as small, but it's still smaller, but the quality of the image stays the same. So when we're doing speed work, everything we do is like a commercial first or marketing first approach. So we never want to do – we can get a website loading super fast, but then it might be unreliable or might break something else that means the overall commercial aspect or the commercial benefit of the website isn't as good or isn't as high. So we never want to sacrifice our overall commercial picture for more speed. So we avoid lossy compression. So we avoid hurting the image quality to get a tiny extra reduction in speed. So we want to be careful about that when we're doing image compression. And Google PageSpeed Insights wants us to use lossy compression. So that's bad. So that's something to avoid and something to be wary of when you're playing around with this image compression stuff. What else I have here in this? Probably the last big one would be switching from PHP 5.6 to version 7. So PHP is the programming language that WordPress runs on top of. So the old version is PHP 5.6, or it might be 5.3 or 5.4. And the new version, the latest version, is version 7, version 7.1. So version 7 is roughly 2 to 3 times faster than the old version, version 5.6. There was no version 6, so it went version 5.6, version 7, just to be clear. But so switching from PHP 5.6 to 7 will get you, so it's roughly 2 to 3 times faster as a programming language. So it roughly equates to about 30%, maybe 40% speed improvement on the front of the site because things are more efficient. The requests get processed faster. So I would switch from, we'd switch from 5.6, and most, probably half the sites on the web are still using an old version of PHP. So switching to PHP 7 will make a big difference, particularly where, like if it's a WooCommerce site and they're running a lot of reports or doing a lot of processing, it'll speed up a lot of that stuff. And it also speeds up the back end of the website quite a bit. You need to check before making the change. The change is done inside the hosting, so it's done inside the cPanel or the management console. So before making that change, you probably need to check the compatibility and make sure that all your plugins and your theme are PHP 7 compatible. So there's a few different ways to do that. One is to manually go and check them all, which can be quite a lot of work. So what we do, there's actually a free plugin that WP Engine have created that you don't need to be on WP Engine to use it, but you install that plugin and it will run through and it will test all your plugins and your theme to make sure it's compatible. So most of the time it'll throw up some errors or warnings, and then, if you have 20 plugins installed, it might give you a warning on 5 of those or 3 of those, and then you can just go manually check those plugins and just make sure. Usually we just have one of the guys check through the change log and make sure that it states that it's PHP 7 compatible. So that's really it. Like that's kind of the big stuff, the big chunky stuff, and quite a bit of that's, if you have technical people, that's a lot of that's DIY. Probably the other big one is any kind of fancy stuff you have on your website, like video backgrounds, sliders, anything that's like a moving element, that's going to slow the site down a lot. And having having a lot of videos embedded on a page will slow the web browser down as well. So minimizing any of that stuff on the website, like loading, fade-ins and all that sort of stuff, that also makes the site feel slower. So getting rid of those or turning some of those features off will make the site feel snappier. So yeah, that's pretty much, the broad strokes list. And, if you hit all those points on that list, you'd be doing pretty well.
Yeah, I find a lot of local businesses do have the sliders.
What do you think about the sliders?
What do I think about the sliders? I always tell them to get rid of them, but you know, it's harder said than done. Sometimes they get married to these sliders. And do you know any workaround when it comes to speeding that up, other than just getting them off?
Yeah, not really. Like sometimes resizing them. Like sometimes the image is really huge and the slider is quite small. So downloading the slider images and resizing them so they're the right size and re-uploading them, that can work. But yeah, I hate sliders too. They don't make sense. It's kind of like I don't think many people sit there and click through the sliders or watch the sliders. So and there's so much stuff on the web about, you know, sliders are bad for conversion, and they just don't make sense. If you can't choose one strong solid image, then it doesn't make sense that three or four are going to be any better. So
I think that's the main thing that bugs me with websites is the sliders. But yeah, so many have them. You mentioned this social sharing plugin that, you know, they could have some bad stuff in them. Do you have a favorite one you could recommend?
There's one called Social Warfare that's pretty good. It's pretty light. So we use that. It doesn't have a great name, but yeah, we try and switch out to that. And a lot of themes have social widget thingies built into them. They're just not turned on. So where possible, we try and use the theme to do a lot of the work, because we already have that. You know, if we'd rather use the theme than install an extra plugin. But you'd be surprised. Probably half the sites, maybe a third of the sites we come across, have some plugin that's inserting a bunch of code on the website, and then, you know, they're selling that cookie traffic. So yeah, it's quite surprising, something we didn't realize until we started this, that was going on.
You know, at some point all of these cookies will go on a blockchain and you will get paid out in tokens for every piece of info that gets taken away from you. Let's move on. What is your favorite theme, or maybe give me two or three your favorite ones for people to use when it comes to speed and having all the stuff that we want?
Yeah, Genesis we found loads pretty fast, but that's kind of an older theme, but that's probably one of the faster ones. Anything that's a, you know, the reverse of that question, anything that has like a visual website builder will tend to be a bit slower because it needs a lot of JavaScript and CSS to make it work. So the more features and fanciness a theme has, the slower it's going to go. So the other thing is, like, once we get the website, it's already built, so there's just no going back on the theme. The best we can do is go through the theme settings and turn off. So every feature in a theme basically adds a file, a JavaScript file or some CSS. So turning off as many of the features of the theme as possible is probably the way to go if you can't change the theme. But yeah, Genesis by far, I think, would be one of the fastest ones.
Another thing I've seen is that Google really loves super long content with a lot of videos in it, pictures and things like that. How would you recommend putting that together? You know, because there's a lot of different components on it, but just to make sure that the speed is still not taking a hit.
Yeah, that's a good question. So, okay, so the videos, let's talk about that. So once you get more than, well, basically a YouTube video adds half a megabyte of stuff to load for the page. So so that's a lot of weight you're adding to a page. Like a typical web page is 1 or 2 megabytes. And then once you add more than one video, you've probably seen it, if you get to a page that has like 5 videos, like it really, you know, the fan starts going on your laptop and it really makes the browser work hard. So one way around that is to what's called lazy load the videos. So what that will do, it will just load the video as a thumbnail, and it won't load the video until you hit the play button. So that's one way around that. And then basically all the videos, if you have like 3 or 4 videos on a page, then they just become thumbnails. So it won't do anything. It won't go and load that stuff off YouTube or Vimeo or wherever until you click play. So that's how we'd solve that. With the images, that's a bit of a harder one. Like, we have some clients who are photography studios. So compressing the images, like smooshing the images before you upload them, obviously, that's one way to reduce the size. One thing we do for clients that have a lot of traffic and they're image heavy is switch them to the paid version of Cloudflare. So it's $20 a month. So it's, you know, it's not that expensive, but if you're on cheap hosting, it's probably going to cost you more than the hosting. But one thing that does, that has two features called Mirage and Rocket, I think it's called. So what that does is, one of them will, where possible, swap the images out for WebP format, so like normal images are JPEGs or PNGs. So what that feature will do is swap them out for WebP files, which is a newer format. So basically the files look the same, but they're using this newer format that is the file size is much smaller. So it does that. And then also on mobile devices, it will dynamically resize the images. So the images it serves up are resized for a mobile device. So that can make quite a, particularly where there's a lot of images, like a photographer will have image galleries with huge amounts of images. So yeah, that can make a huge difference. But you know, it's $20 a month and it does a lot. It also has so the paid version also has much better firewall built into it. So it'll do a lot more intelligent things around blocking traffic and blocking malicious visitors to the website. The other way around that is keep the homepage really small or slim in terms of size and images, and then have all the other stuff on other pages on the website, because the homepage is going to get the most traffic. So you know, once people are on the site and they have a snappy experience on the homepage, then they'll be a lot more patient if some of the other pages are a bit heavier and a bit slower. And also, like the homepage, like so the browser will cache a lot of stuff. So you load the homepage up and like things like the header and the logo for the business and the footer, that will all be stored on the browser. So then when you go to another page on the website, all that stuff's already preloaded. So the experience on those second pages, third pages that the person, the visitor goes to, they're going to load faster because half the stuff's already on their computer.
I think we've hit on a lot of points. I bet someone.
Sherlock, I've just been talking for 20 minutes.
Well, I kind of imagine someone being in a car right now, just zoned out, and now they just seen a tree, like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's pretty technical. I'll give you some notes. You can put in the show notes.
Oh, yeah, that'll be very clear. Cool, yeah. I think it's super helpful, and you know, and we use this for every single client. This is not something we would ever skip. And any website we build, we go over the speed things, and Google does notice it. I mean, you know, traffic is not everything, you know, especially if you're not converting, but it does help a lot, at least with my experience.
Yeah, and customers love it too. Like there's a lot of, I think a lot of people think about speed the wrong way around. You see like in SEO groups, people think that speed gets them more traffic and speed gets them more customers, but actually it's the reverse. So you're actually losing customers with a slow website and you're losing speed with a slow, you know, you're losing rankings and losing Google traffic with a slow website. So I think people think about it the wrong way. You already have these people and you're losing them by having a slow website. So a lot of the things people do to save money, like save $5, $10 a month on hosting is, you know, you might save that $10, but it might be costing you hundreds or thousands on the other side of that from, you know, the revenue side or selling side.
When you think of loading, and let's just talk about seconds right now, because that's the easiest number to kind of manage. Like, what is the sweet spot?
Well, under 1 second. So under 1 second in the country that it's hosted in. So it has to be hosted somewhere, unless you got to. And if you have a big budget, then you know you can put WordPress in multiple countries. But I guess someone who's listening to this podcast for speed advice would have someone to take care of that already if they had that budget. Yeah, so under 1 second in the country it's hosted in, and then typically for international, so you know, international visits or out the speed outside the home country where it's hosted, you would add half to 1 second to that load time. So probably the fastest host right now is Cloudways. It's a lot. So Cloudways is kind of a hybrid of a VPS host, and then they have this layer that sits over the top of it. So that's what we use when someone really wants speed. So typically we can get, if it's a really well-built site and it doesn't have a lot of tracking code and Facebook pixels or any of that stuff, we can typically get the site loading in under half a second. So that'll be under half a second in the home country. So if it's hosted in the US, that's under half a second in the US. And then like, so I'm in Australia right now. So in Australia, that might be 1 second to 1.5 second loading time, depending on how busy those kind of international internet links are. So faster is better. And yeah, we could reasonably expect half a second to 1 second load time if we had the site on Cloudways and it didn't have a huge amount of remarketing code, tracking code, analytics code on it.
Awesome. Okay, Brandon, where can people find you?
Check us out, wpspeedfix.com.
There you go.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Brand Marketing Podcast with Tom, the Digital Architect, Liebel. For more tips, tricks, and interviews, come visit smartbrandmarketing.com. That's smartbrandmarketing.com. And join the newsletter. It's free.